Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to a beautiful Monday. Hopefully it's stress-free or stress-less, less stress than normal. You know, Monday can be a little stressful for people, regardless of your schedule. So let's just kind of keep it relaxed and easygoing today. Pick the topic, which I've talked to you about before, which is relationships. And I got some callers, so I'll be with you in a minute. Promise, I will be right with you. The pecking order, if there's such a thing, or the queue order. I love the word queue. 412 is first, it looks like. Oh, everybody jumped in all about the same time. So there's a 571 and a 402 and a 305. So I'll be with you in a minute. Let me just set the show up a little bit. Let me tell you about what's going on with me. I've been reading this really interesting book by Dr. Bruce Lipton, and Dr. Lipton being a, well, doctor of biology, and he taught at medical schools biology as in cellular biology and all that sort of thing. But he talks a lot about consciousness, and reading an article which really, really ties into what I've known for like 20 years, but I've, you know, kind of haven't really pushed it because I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. Now, I don't do a lot of hypnotherapy per se, but I do lead guided meditations, which I think are really close to that, where you can go pretty deep, but you don't feel like you're hypnotized per se. But the point being, and I'll talk more about this later, the whole idea is that in our subconscious mind, as we get older, well, starting from day one, actually starting before we're even born in the womb, we start to get programs built into our subconscious mind. Programs that tell us, like, well, you're not worthy, you know, just negative programming starts at a very early age. And that negative programming, and I could get into the scientific details and why that happens and the fact that you don't, you know, you can't block it because you're very susceptible at an early age because of brain waves and all that sort of thing. But we won't talk about that. What we'll talk about is that this programming, you build up over years, and then suddenly you want to change your life or you want to manifest something in your life. But as soon as you talk about the things that you want to manifest or create or change in your life, you push a button to the old program, and the old program says, nope, you can't do that. Your subconscious mind takes over and goes, nope, you can't do that. So what I've been thinking about this, and I've worked with people what I call beliefs, which are like that programming, that there is a way to change the program. But you have to go into the subconscious. And that's what I'm talking about, using this form of meditation, hypnotherapy, meditation kind of thing, where you go back there and you find out the program, identify it, that's limiting you, keeping you from getting what you want. And then you change it. You override it. You know, it's like overwriting something in a program in a computer, like a software engineer would override a new line that would change the line of the program. Well, it's the same thing. And it's not always easy because there could be a bunch of programs that you're working with. But I've found a lot of success in the past of going in there and changing programs, changing those tapes, putting something new in. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, please contact me. We can arrange something or you can go to my website and find out more about what I do. But I've just really been thinking about going back that direction because it really is about helping people manage those old tapes, those old programs that are keeping you from doing it. If you understand what I'm saying, and if you want to get more details, please do. Okay, so let me take a call, and then we'll get into the rest of my stuff and some of the other things I'm doing and want you to get involved with and so forth and so on. So, first one is 412.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And whom am I speaking to?
My name's Carol.
Hi, Carol. So what is going on with Carol today?
It's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday. Well, you don't have to tell me. What is this? This is September. So you are a Libra, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so you're very organized, right?
partially.
Partially.
I have to laugh because I have a mother who's the most organized woman I know, and she makes me look, like, really bad, but I'm fairly organized.
So that's that programming I'm telling you about. I was talking about.
The downloads.
You get that early program from your mother, and then you rebel against it. Or your mother tells you, you'll never be as good as me, in so many words. You'll never do the same. You know, you'll never get there.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, now I want to be like her.
Yeah, but that stuff stays with you. So what's going on today? How can I help you, or can I help you, or you just wanted to talk
about I didn't know if you did, like, any general readings, if you see what you saw coming into my life, anything.
Anything particular in your life, any particular area?
I'm kind of with, like, a life partner, so that's what I'm looking for. So I didn't know if you saw any relationship happenings coming in.
Let me address this and how I usually address this, but I'll give you really specific to you, too. Is that I believe in the law of attraction, and I believe that if you're asking for a partner, the universe is already aligning, or God or the universe is already aligning it for you. Sometimes it's patience. So to say no, that never will be a partner, is a lie, because the universe is already aligning it for you. Okay?
Okay. I'll believe
that. And the hard part of that is us sometimes. The hard part is sometimes us aligning with that concept, but it feels like you're aligning with that concept. You know, some people fight it. Oh, the belief systems, I'm not worthy of a relationship. You know, they've all failed in the past, blah, blah, blah stuff, right? No, you're ready. You're ready.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, I'll give you a time frame and make sure you're ready. Now, I always say time frames are a little bit up to you, because if you believe a time frame, then you'll be ready for it. If you don't believe it, sometimes we push it away. I keep getting early next year, early January, maybe late this year, early next year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't mean you won't meet the person before that, but you won't be interested to that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have somebody in mind?
Yeah. I actually met, I don't know what your belief system is, but I met, let's term it as an intense soul connection in 2011.
Soul family, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very intense.
So I had a feeling there was somebody you were thinking about. I had that kind of energy. There's somebody around you that's still there, right? And you're just trying to reconnect with this person.
I have not spoken with him since 2013. So.
Okay. Well, this is going to sound out there, but it feels like he's ready. He's ready. He's ready. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I feel that he's ready for something. So it's a stepping forward. So I'm really feeling that something's going to connect this year. Okay, the end of the year, by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't got a birthday greeting from him? No, you didn't.
No, we haven't talked in 2 years, over 2 years.
No, it's odd, and I say this, but it really feels like you will connect with somebody by the end of the year and be in a relationship early next year. Okay? Mm-hmm. And see what happens.
Uh-huh.
You're ready. I mean, see, I would say to somebody, oh, you got this to do and that to do, but I don't feel anything about you having specifically to do.
Right.
To be ready for a relationship. You're there. It's just now the universe aligning things for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But go for it. Be ready. Be patient. Hey, stay positive.
Oh, I am.
Don't get negative.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm in a great place, you know. So
it's going to happen,
awesome.
Dear. Yeah.
Okay.
You're ready. Have fun.
Good.
Okay, take care.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, bye. You're welcome. Bye. Yeah, I was looking for some, you know, like I talked about that programming thing. I was looking for a programming thing that she might have to do. You know, she could work on herself. You can work on this yourself. And if you're interested, I can show you, you know, how to get there yourself to work through that process of changing those programs in your own meditations. We could do that someday. But I think she's ready. Yeah, because I don't see a lot of resistance. Yeah, I don't see it. Okay, let me move on. She's done. I'm sorry, but you're done, right? You're done. Okay, let me take another call. 571 is the next one, and then 402. Wait a minute. Yeah, okay, and 305. They're all close together, so let me take this one. Hello.
Hello, George. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
I'm fine. You have to speak up just a little bit. It's still noise in the background here.
Okay.
I don't want to get the volume too loud. Then I'll blast my ears out. Yes. And
no,
who am I speaking
to? I don't want you to do that.
Who am I speaking
D,
to? I'm sorry?
D, thanks for taking my call.
D. Okay, D. What's going on with D?
Well, I don't know. Are you only taking relationship questions or?
So where is your concerns in life?
Well, my concern is about a job at the moment.
Well, jobs are one of the toughest ones to do readings on. You know, I'll tell you why. And this is really
okay.
You'll think this is crazy, but it's not. Because when people are
okay.
you working? Are you working now?
No, I'm not.
I didn't think so. But when you're not working, you can really get down in yourself, right? You can get kind
well,
of
I
in
did
a negative.
Today.
Yeah, you can
I
get
did.
Really negative
I, yeah.
about things and like, oh, job, I can't get a job, right? And when I give readings about jobs, it's usually all about, okay, the universe is aligning this for you, and or God, or however phrase you want to use their source energy, it's there. If you're asking for something, it's there. What keeps us from doing that is our own negativity. Our own resistance, like I'm not worthy, blah, blah, blah. The negativity that we put out keeps pushing, resisting away the job. I know that's a very metaphysical way of looking at it, but it works that way. Okay? So saying all that, your question is, will I get a job and when will I get a job? And the will part is, yes, you will get a job because you have talents and abilities to work, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're not a couch potato.
Oh, I can't afford to be.
Well, you know, some people want a job, but they don't want to go out and look. You know.
Oh no.
They rather sit on the internet all day and go, oh, they're not calling me. You know. Yeah, right. Sure. You got to get out there.
Yeah.
Because I've done a lot of coaching as to jobs, and one of the key things is knocking on doors to some degree, actually talking to people, networking, all that stuff. So, will you get a job? How soon will you get a job? Wow. Okay, you must have some feelers now, right?
Oh yeah, I mean I've been busting.
You got prospects, right?
Okay.
You do. You do have prospects, because I keep getting October.
I keep getting
October because you're ready. Well, I'm not the first, but you know what I mean. October. there is 31 days in that whole month, right?
Right.
Well, it's before I get before the middle of the month, but the key to you is to stay positive, to stay really positive, okay?
Well, I am a positive person, you know, and I filed for my unemployment, and then I got the news today that I'm not getting it. So of course, you know, that put me in a downer. But you
well,
know,
that would
I'll,
put
yeah,
anybody
tomorrow,
put anybody
right,
in
tomorrow,
a funk.
Right, I'll be okay, you know. I don't have any, I have no funds whatsoever, but I'll be fine.
Yeah, it feels like it's soon, and you're ready. And the key word, again, for you is networking. You know,
well,
we used to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the key. That's how you're going to get it, through networking, through asking people. Okay?
Okay.
Because you have a lot of talents and abilities. You have a lot of background. I do
I
feel
do.
That.
I do. And, you know, I'm open to do whatever I need
but
to
I
do
I
now
do,
when you have...
But but I do feel you need to do not be a little picky, if that makes sense. Don't just grab anything just because it's a job.
Not when you have a mortgage hanging over you.
Oh, I know, dear. I know, dear. I know, dear. But
it
feels like there's something coming up for you that feels really good. Okay?
Okay.
That's really close to who you are, because you take a job for a job's sake sometimes, and when you end up just working for a short period of time because you realize, oh, this is not me, I can't do this, what am I doing this for, right?
Yeah, I did that a year, almost a year ago, and I vowed I'll never do that again.
No, you're not, that's what I'm saying. You'll get a job that you feel comfortable in, okay?
Okay.
Just
thank
keep
you,
that,
George.
Keep,
thank you so much.
Keep that vision. Keep that vision.
I will. I have to. I will.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
Definitely will. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Take care.
Thanks.
Sorry. Oops, where'd it go? Way down. Okay. Yeah, this thing about jobs is really interesting because it's like you have to be in alignment with what you want. You have to be connected to what you want emotionally. I'm going to work. Yeah, I'm good at working, and I'm going to get a job really soon. And I really believe it. It's like a knowing. It's beyond a belief. It's really a knowing. You just feel it in your bones that I'm going to be working really soon, and I'm going to be working at something I really love to do. And you just have to keep that energy going. I'm going to be working really soon, and you can't let the old programs get in the way, whatever they are, whatever your specific old programs are. Don't let them get in your way. So I have a couple calls here. Ooh, I have a few. People have been holding for a while. So I have to go through these quickly. So we can't spend a whole lot of time, sorry, because I had some other things I wanted to talk to you about. And I've taken over a magazine, which I think is really, it's an online magazine, and I want you to go there and take a look, because I'm making some changes, and I'm going to continue, and I'm trying to make the magazine, oh, I messed up, more inspiring, more about love, in the sense of love of oneself, love of one's family, a love of one's community. So this is the link, if I spelt that right, and go there, because I'm making some changes there. And if you want to donate to the magazine, you're donating to me. So you can do all in one place. And there's a link to my website there on the bottom. And I'm going to start linking to some other articles, which I think are really cool. Other people that have great articles that are inspirational and inspiring and all that fun stuff. Yes. Okay. So it's a 402 is the next caller. You've been hanging in there a while, and then a 305. And then we'll look at a couple 305s. So this one, that's a 305-778. You guys are all in the same area. Must be friends, huh? Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My name is Leilani. Cool, Leilani. And yes, hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm well. And what's going on to you today?
Well, I noticed that your subject had to do with relationships, and I'm wondering with this.
Yeah, but
whole,
relationships can be all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. Well, mine is actually pertaining to an intimate relationship. I'm trying to sever ties with my ex and making it good, but still being supportive, and we have to co-parent, but. It's not
okay.
Really working. It's like
it's not easy.
When you go toe to toe with somebody every day about nothing because they're insecure and they're not in the right state of mind and they don't want to admit to where they're going wrong, and then turn around and blame it on you, and that's where I'm at
right
now. And for me, it's like I'm used to being like I don't want to fight. Like I want to do the best thing for the kids, and like sometimes I think it's being together, but then when we fight, I'm like, no, this is not the best for the kids. I really am torn on this issue, and that's the reason. And my heart is not there. My heart is somewhere else. And I'm honest about it, and that's why there's so much, drama.
So the question for me, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, and I'll give you a thought from Spirit on this whole thing, right? And here's the thought I hear for you. Well, let's just call him the ex, for lack of a better word, right? The question for the ex for you to ask, and this is what I hear. Now, you probably have done this, but I hear it anyway. What do you want? Like, what do you want?
Working, I
want
to be free from that relationship.
And how
I want to be free.
I mean, you ask that person that you're talking about here, the person that you're fighting with, what do you
want?
What do you want?
This is what I've said that. And he's like, I just want you to love me and you know the way how. Yeah, I just want you to talk to me when you need me to talk to you. And the problem is I have four kids. Very busy. And I give him the attention that he wants, but he's craving more and I don't have the energy for it. So I'm like, nah, I'd rather not give it to you because we're trying to work things out, and I don't have it.
So he's off. He's asking for something you can't do.
Right.
Okay. Will he get over this? Yes. Will he get past this? Yes. Because you're not going to bend to him, correct? You
correct.
Can't do it. You can't do it. So the you have to stay strong. What I hear for you is stay strong with, I can't be that person you want. I can't be your mother.
Exactly.
Okay? Okay?
Yeah.
If you want somebody, find somebody that can do that. But I can't do that. That's not my job here. I need my needs taken care of on an equal footing. It has to be 50-50. It can't be 80-20. Because it feels 80-20, right? The energy is more 80-20.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
really, and what I hear for you now, you have to figure out and phrase this in a way that you're comfortable with, which is, I can't do that. I can't be that person. I can't be your mother, your whatever. And it has to be 50-50. You have to love me equally, that what you're asking for. You have to put as much into it as I put into it. And the first thing you have to do is stop fighting with me. Okay. Right?
Yes.
Because this
yes.
pattern, if I could use the programming question I talked about earlier, and I got a lot of other callers and I can't spend too much. His programming, as soon as he hears, you tell him, his program goes one. Okay, he goes back to he didn't get as a child. Okay? That's why he
yes.
gets angry. The little boy comes up, jumps up, and gets angry because he's not getting it.
Well, you're on point with that one.
He'll get past this, I promise you. He'll get past this, but you have to be very firm. He will. Prediction-wise, I mean, it's going to take some time because he's hard-headed. But he will get past this, but it's going to take some time.
Okay.
And as I hear it for you, you have to demand equal footing. Equal. Okay. I can't be that person. And mostly because you can't be that person to me. Right?
Right.
Because it's about him past this. He'll get past it. But the only way he'll do it is for you to be firm and say, no, I can't be that person. No. No. And you need somebody else.
Right.
Right?
Definitely.
you'll get past this. You'll get through it. It's not going to be easy, but I see you getting past it. And I see him finally giving up and going out somewhere to, you know, find somebody that goes, oh, sympathetic to him. Oh, she so mistreated me. And, oh, she
yeah,
didn't understand
exactly.
me.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what he needs. And I've been praying for it. I'm like, please find the girl that wants to be somebody's mother, because I don't. I have enough.
Yeah, he will.
Mother.
He will.
Okay.
You're not giving
awesome.
In.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
You too. Aloha. Bye.
Bye. That's a tough one. But that happens in relationships all the time, is because people don't get what they want as a child, right? And so they're denied, and that, so they become very needy. Okay, I'm not a psychologist, and I promise you, I just hear that from spirit, and I'm looking, you know, listening to whatever they have to say to me about the subject, so. And I would say in somebody's person, like this last person, I would talk to a professional, but pretty much it's just saying no, isn't it? I don't feel him being that abusive, and I didn't get that energy other than verbally, so I don't sense a danger there. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't. Okay. Okay, so I have another caller. I'm looking at the chart here and seeing who's next on the list, and it looks like been holding 305-778. I won't put the rest of the number out there. No, give out everybody's
hello,
number.
George, hello, George. How are you?
I'm
thank
well.
You for
and who
call.
Am I speaking to?
My name is Maria.
Oh, you're welcome. And who am I speaking to?
Maria.
Maria, what's going on with you today?
Well,
yes.
You know,
what's
I
going
have
on?
Been, I, my relationship life is really what I'm calling about. I would like to find somebody to be my best friend, my family, my husband. And I am getting very discouraged. I have been looking for a while, and I'm not finding that person.
Okay, so the advice from Spirit, and it's more advice than, yeah, there's always somebody out there for you, okay? There's always somebody out there. First thing I hear for you is stop looking and allow it. Turn it over to God and say, okay, God, I can't do this one. I've been trying to drive my, and they use the illustration of driving a car. I'm driving myself to try to find a relationship, and I can't find it, God, so I'm going to give you the steering wheel, and I'm going to go in the passenger seat, and I'm going to have some fun, and God, you find it for me, because, and you show me the path, because this will get it done for you. Just forget about it. Turn it over. Don't worry about it anymore. Just say, God, find me a good man that I connect with, who's a really good friend, my best friend. Find me my best friend who happens to be a lover and a partner. And it'll get done. Okay? And now that sounds really simplistic, but it's really hard. Because humans, we want to control. We want to control that situation. We want to go on all the dating sites. We want to go at all the places to find somebody. But without inspired direction, it doesn't work as well. It's inspired direction. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
You get that little voice inside your that little voice inside your head that you know it's from something outside of you that says, you need to do this to find it. Go do this. Okay? But you'll get it. You'll get it. But again, turn the steering wheel over to God. Get in the passenger seat. Have some fun. Enjoy life. Go dancing. Do you like to dance?
No, not really. Don't like. I mean, I used to many years ago,
well,
but
you
not
like to,
anymore.
You, yeah, but you
I
like
to
go
dance,
out
but I don't.
And have fun.
I do
yeah,
go out
but you
got to
get out. Well, go out and have some fun.
I do go out.
I
have fun.
Dear. Think of it this way. I'm going to go out and have some fun. I'm going to go find some friends, ladies, or whatever it is. Have some fun, but I'm not going with the intention of meeting somebody. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to have fun, and you'll meet somebody. If you go with the intention of meeting somebody, it may not. It's like the opposite works here. So just do that. Try that. I'll be inspired. Somebody's going to say, hey, let's go out and do this thing. And you go out. Okay, I'll go. And bam, it's done. Okay? Try that.
Okay. Do you see a time frame for me?
Oh, are you ready? You're ready. Are you ready to let go and let God?
And that's what I have to do. But I have done that and nothing happened.
Oh, but you got impatient.
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, it's been
okay.
Many
so,
years.
Okay. let me give you this. Let me give you this because I know we all want time frames, and what I'm hearing is October, maybe towards the end of the month. Well, yeah, I wouldn't say towards the end of the month. It feels like sometime in October, but don't pass on those opportunities. Okay. Don't pass on those opportunities because it feels like an opportunity is going to come up to meet somebody.
Okay.
And I hear more than one. More than one. Isn't that fun? Well, you'd like to have choices,
so.
Don't you? To have choices,
I love
right?
choices. Yeah.
Okay, so it's more than one. So get out there and just feel the inspiration to go out to where you need to go. It'll happen.
Okay.
Yeah, you just got to know it.
You
just got to feel it in your bones that it's going to happen. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
There's a funny story about relationships, and I have a good friend. Well, I haven't seen Mike in a long time, but fellow psychic, but he always joked about the idea that he was a stand-up comedian too. Also, I'm not, but he was, or he is still, but that he would always joke about that he could have a client who is really sick with cancer, and instead of wanting a reading about am I going to feel better, they want to know, is my husband going to stay with me, or am I going to meet somebody? So relationships, other than, you know, jobs are kind of icky in some ways, but relationships seem to be like our number one concern. So, yeah, that's why I like to talk about them. But don't get discouraged by them. Okay, so another 305, and that's a 443 number. And I'll try to move through these fairly quickly because there's a lot of people out there.
Hey, George, you're very spunky.
Spunky? Is that the word? I don't know about spunky.
I've been listening to you lately. Yeah, you're like Jiminy Cricket, that kind of energy. It's very cute.
Oh, I save it all up for the show. The rest of the time I'm
there
a couch potato. Yeah.
There you go. Hey, so George, do you see me, my name is Eileen. Do you see
Eileen.
Me getting do you see me getting they picked five artists out of 150, and I was one of them. Do you see me getting it for this festival?
What kind of artist?
fine artist.
So you're in the finals. You're in the finals.
Fine.
What do you do? Yeah, what do you,
well,
you do?
I'm already in the finals.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting your energy all over the place. So what kind of art do you do?
I paint. I'm a channeler of
Gaia.
But I do it very realistically, but not so photographically. But I use
colors in a way. I love your colors, okay?
Thank you.
I love your colors. Will you
get it?
Will you get it? I get yes, but I get, like, you know, I'm not trying to be overly optimistic for you, but I get, like, at least the top two. At least the top two, okay?
Okay, yeah.
It feels good.
I'll let you know.
Like you have a lot of creativity.
Yes. When is it going to I've been doing it for 50 years, and I serve a lot of people on the earth, and I'm at a major changeover in my life. I just got divorced, and me and him are great friends now, and everything's really positive, and my house is all clean and waterproof, and I just want to fly this year. I just want to fly with projects for people.
Why not?
That's right. Why not?
Why not?
So it's just a matter of keeping up with everything.
You've put the energy out there. And the universe will provide the opportunities. You just have to be available emotionally.
That's what I'm only I'm only emotionally available, always.
Okay,
why not? I was born that way.
I mean, I keep saying why not because I keep getting why not. It's going to happen soon, okay?
Yes.
You're there.
I'm doing them. I'm knocking them off one at a time. I just want them to keep flowing because I'm spending more money to fix things.
Dear, just continue to love yourself.
Oh, yes, I know.
Put yourself first.
I am. I always do. My friend and I were talking about something in the beginning. You were speaking about the subconscious, right? Well, we were talking about the superconscious mind, which is everything. And then you have the unconscious and you have the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can click into the superconscious, then you're just a pure vehicle.
Right. The problem is, as I've expressed it, is that the subconscious, when you're really young, is very susceptible because of brainwaves. Okay?
Yeah.
So you are suggestible, and you don't have a filter at a young age, so we pick up all that negative programming. So that's the stuff we're looking at of clearing out, getting rid of it.
I work on a lot of friends that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I work with a lot of people that way, too.
I got to move on.
All right.
I got some other callers. Okay.
I know.
Take care.
Ciao for now. You too.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. What happened? Did I lose somebody? Wait a minute. They didn't go away. Oh, I think everybody went away. I think. Yes. Okay, not everybody. I got a couple other callers, and I'm going to try to make these quick. Who's been holding the longest? I think my friend here, we're going to have to make this brief. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this me?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. George, I was just listening. I didn't press the one button.
Okay.
So
I don't have
a question.
Okay. You don't have a question?
Oh.
Okay. So I'll put you back on
back
hold then.
Thank you.
Okay. That's funny, though. I don't get a one button here or a two button or a 12 button. They just show up in the queue. I guess if I had a screener, it would be different, right? I don't know. Let me take a call. 253 and then 347. Hello.
Hi. It's Holly from Seattle. How are you?
I'm fine. So the Seahawks finally won something, huh?
Yeah.
So how are you? And so what's going on today in this beautiful, whatever this day of the week it is? It's Monday. Yeah, it's Monday. I'm so absorbed in somebody's energy. Somebody's energy I was talking to really absorbed my energy, and I have to clear it. But, yeah, that's okay. Keep going.
There's
a very sad person in some ways, and they didn't act sad, but they were very sad. Okay? Not you.
Okay.
Are you sad? You're not sad. You're not sad.
No.
Okay, it was somebody else. Yeah. You have a question?
Next relationship, how do you see that? Or when do you see that? Or where
you
do I
want
need
one?
Him?
Are you ready for one?
Of course.
next, Holly. Okay, I'm going to give you this, and this is what I hear, and let's see what happens. First of all, you'll be guided to it. So don't worry about how, where. It's like the universe will guide you to it. So it will happen. It's one of those run-intos, if you know what I mean. You're not planning it. You're not doing this, and bam, it happens. But I hear it between Thanksgiving and Christmas, that time frame. Okay? I hear it somewhere in between, It feels within a couple months that you'll run into somebody that boom, it happens. You'll just run into them. And it might be an introduction, but I'm really feeling that he's very, how do I put this? This person feels very light, soft, not hard and coarse, but lighter and softer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very peaceable. Yeah. I don't know if you want a really macho kind of man, but this guy's not. Okay?
Yeah.
No, he's not that way. He might be masculine, but he has a really soft and tender side to him. Okay?
Oh, nice, actually.
Yeah, it feels good though. So I still get somewhere around Thanksgiving to Christmas time frame, you're gonna meet somebody that you're gonna connect with in a really nice way. Okay?
Okey-dokey.
Hang in there. Be ready. You got to be ready, dear. Are you ready?
Of course. How would I not be ready?
Well, some people just aren't ready.
I'm ready.
Okay? So just wait.
Okay?
Okay, yes. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.
So, I'm trying to get this Holly ready. I mean, I know I just talked to her, and I get yes. What does Holly have to do? I know she's still listening a little bit. Maybe she went away. But what does Holly have to do? Now, just clean up her energy a little bit. Just clean up her energy a little bit. I don't know what that means. Clean up her energy field a little bit. That's weird. Okay, so Holly, do that. Just clean up. Work on cleaning up your energy field a little bit. Okay, casting away some of the negativity that you've seen in your life. So 347 is next on the list. She's going, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My question is, do you sense?
Well, wait a minute. Do you have before you ask a question, you have to give me a name.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. My name is Nazir.
Nazir?
Oh.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Nazir. Okay, got it. So what's going on?
I'm just wondering if you're picking anything up with these two guys I've been dealing with. We aren't in a relationship, but I have been dealing with them. So I'm just wondering if you're picking anything up about that.
In what sense? Are you trying to make a choice?
No, I'm not sure, like, where it's exactly going with either of them. I'm not sure if it's going to become something serious.
Okay. I get one of them falling away fairly soon. One of them falling away. I mean, you know, no longer being connected to you in that kind of that way very soon, okay? And then I hear for you now, this is, you're going to go, oh, why, you know, why that? But I hear a third person coming into your life,
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Which will kind of knock the other, it's like a bowling ball. This new person's like a bowling ball, and it knocks the other pins away. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you should, because you don't feel like you're really on top of either of them in the sense of really kind of like, wow, this is the one I got to go. No. So the third one's going to bowl away the situation. That's what I hear. Okay. And that's pretty soon.
I think,
it feels fairly soon. Go ahead.
Yeah. I actually started talking to this guy. We have a lot in common, and I was just like, maybe, like, you know, we have more of a better connection than the other two, so maybe
that's something that you're picking up for sure.
Like, I'm picking up the bowling ball. So somebody's coming into your life fairly soon that's going to knock the other ones out, if it's not already in your life, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. You take care.
You too.
Okay, have fun. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Sometimes we get into connections with somebody and we kind of go along with it. Yeah, it's nice, but it's not what we want. But we settle or we accept it for the moment, right? We just kind of go, it's okay, but, you know, it's not exactly what I want. Okay, so what are we doing today? So we got a few more minutes left. I got to take a breath here. I got to – so I have some articles, but, like – Oh, let me give you one article real quick, and I'll take a couple minutes, and then we can. If anybody else wants to call back in, I'll check back with you guys. It's about getting unstuck. You ever get stuck in your life, like you're stuck in some place, right? So this is a little bit about getting unstuck, and it's from beliefnet.com. So let me deal a little bit in that. Okay, so some of the points that they make, I'll go through them quickly, but yeah, it's interesting. Refuse to say no. And that's really kind of contrary, huh? No, never, you know, saying no is really important. Don't get overwhelmed, right? But this is kind of the opposite. There will always be obstacles on your way to achieving great goals. And there will be times when other things, perhaps necessarily things, you, of course, that are detours. But even at those moments, refuse to deny your dream or derail your determination. Never say no to your goal, and I would say never say no to your dreams. If it feels like something that you really, really want and passionate, say yes, and don't let yourself get derailed, as they said here. Believe it. Hold on to it. Ask for the universe direction. I like this next point a lot because I do this from time to time, and I think it's important to do this from time to time. Revisit your beginning. What was it? What was that spark that drove you to make a plan? What was the kernel of truth or wisdom that inspired you to start off towards your goal in the first place? The further we get from that beginning, the easier it is to forget that exciting, energizing beginning. Revisit that time. Take that enthusiasm with you where you are now. You know, you ever do that? You get something going on, and you're really excited about it, and, well, you get, oh, wow, then you get kind of into it, and it gets to be a drudge, and, I'll never get there. And then you have to go back to, why am I doing this? What's that excited me about this? And then you get back, rekindle that energy that you had, and then you go back to where you left off, and it seems to move quickly. It's like you hit that bog. You got to blast yourself through the bog. And the way to do it is just back up a little bit, rev up those motors, and then go forward, right? I like this one, and I did this the other day, so this is really important. Celebrate your successes. True, the big celebration, the big culmination of all your efforts will be in achieving that ultimate goal. But along the way, you succeed in incremental ways. Completing tasks and taking steps that all lead towards your central goal. Celebrate those achievements too. Yeah, those little achievements along the way. You know, little things that you do. Yeah, I got a good job. I did this today. Yeah. Ultimately, because if you wait to celebrate to get to the end, you might be worn out. So you build your enthusiasm through celebrations to finally get to the end. But you never get to the end. You know, according to the spirit material, the energy of the universe, we never get an end. We just kind of go down a new course, a new direction. Well, it's been fun. We did our relationship thing today, and it was fun. Tomorrow, I think we'll go back to whatever we go back to. I don't know yet. Oh, so if you enjoy the show and you like listening to the show and you want to help and sponsor the show, you can go to my website, and there's a donation spot there. Or you can go to the messenger.info, and there's a donation spot there. So, you know, lots of ways to help if so inclined to help. If you're so motivated to do so, I appreciate it. And yeah, go to the web messenger.info, and I'm going to be posting some other things, kind of connections that you can go to learn more. So, thank you. I love you guys. Have a great week. It's been fun. Bye.